Hi, good afternoon. Am I speaking with Jerry?
Yes.
Good afternoon, Jerry. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing.
Look, I've been on the phone, Tyler, I'm not trying to be rude, but I've been on the phone for like 10 minutes with this guy, and he's steady selling me with the qualifying questions, and I want to know, and to the root of it, what is the cost, and what is the commitment, and all of that, and then I'll let you know I'm interested.
Okay.
I don't want no more sales pitches, you know, just get to the grain of it.
Understood. So the pricing is offered to you on a month-per-month basis with no contracts. The program requires a two-month verbal agreement, but you did qualify for our Platinum Package. It holds all the tools that Google looks for in order to help rank you higher on the front page of Google, but it's also going to show you a return on investment within that first two-month time frame. That's the only thing that's going to keep you coming back to us comfortably for the third month moving forward after the two-month verbal agreement.
So essentially, what is it that I'm getting from you before
you tell me
the price?
I'm
getting the place. I understand the placement, but I've done, you know, Google ads, and I can get in that placement in the same place, you know, with the Google ads, you know.
Yes. What we're talking about is the local
Google
listing.
Ads is,
we're not talking
the
about
with the Google ads. Is that 70% of the people are not customers? 70% of the people are other solicitors.
Correct. Now, we're not talking about the Google ads. We're talking about the local listing. That's right below that. So you're familiar with doing a Google search. There's the local ads that pop up, and then there's that map that's right below that.
The area
exactly.
The businesses are, right?
Correct, yes. And you get one of those little red dots that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. You get one of those when you get PIN verified through Google. We get you PIN verified directly through their headquarters, and that's what gets you one of those top recommended. That's what gets us able to place you as a top recommended option in that local area. That way you're always an option when consumers are doing that.
So when somebody's searching in that area for my service, then I'll come up, right?
Yep, painting services, painting contractors, remodeling, whether it be bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, whatever they're searching, remodeling contractors, any keywords related to services you're offering, Jerry, you would be found as a top recommended option. And again, they'll call you directly, and you don't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee. Okay, so it's also very affordable for you. Now, it's not just the first page of Google. You did ask what it all comes with before the pricing, so I'm going to go over the different services, and then I'll go over the price point with you. There's a lot of different services that come included to get you the maximum amount of exposure, to get you these phone calls, to show you that ROI that you're looking for. Now, the front page of Google is the very first service that we place your company on. That way calls come directly to you. We would also be placing you with first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft, the second largest search engine that consumers use next to Google. And then what we would also be doing is helping the ranking of your business by placing you on 60 local directories. These directories are the bigger, more popular ones that Google indexes on a daily basis in order to help you rank on the front page. So you'll be placed on like the betterbusinessbureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. Those are some of the bigger ones. And then what we would also be providing for you is we can attach the website that you have built. I'm looking at it right now. It's beautiful. But we wouldn't ever change any of the content that's on there, but we can promote it as is. We would attach to Google Bing in each one of the directory submissions. This way, if those are avenues clients choose to go down to do searches for the services you're offering, they'd be able to pull your website up from that platform they're searching from and contact you directly. Now, what the program's also going to give to you, Jerry, is we mobilely optimize your company, and that's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones, and their location's always changing when they're traveling. So what we're going to do for you is mobilely optimize your business. That way you show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, Android, and any kind of tablet out there. And then we also submit you the voice-activated searches that people use nowadays, like Amazon Alexa and, of course, Google Home. So when it comes to your online exposure, over here at Local Splash, we literally cover all of the bases. Okay. Now, I do have a quick question for you, Jerry. I know it would vary depending on the size of the job that you've taken on, but let me go over the rate with you before I ask that question. Now, normally without the discounts, okay, normally without that promotional rate that Scott put you in for, I'm also going to put you in for a website credit, but Since we don't have to build you one, that's going to reduce the cost substantially. But normally, without the discounts, it runs at a $599 value with a $299 programming fee. But with the discount, Jerry, I'd be able to get you in at the low rate of just $299 flat. That would be exactly a 50% discount on top of waiving the entire programming fee altogether. So you'd just be looking at $299, and that would be on a month-per-month basis with no contracts. Now, my question would be, how many clients would we need to bring you every month in order to offset the price of the program and make it become profitable for you?
In all honesty, if I got one customer out of it in a month, it would pay for the $299.
Okay.
I mean, if I actually got one job, not one person calling me, you know.
Of course. And now, the reason I did ask that question is because one client amongst others is going to be doable, especially because the reason I asked that question is I went into the local zip code. I typed into the analytics painting contractor. It shows me all the searches that were conducted in the Milwaukee area, but I also typed it into a 20-mile radius outside of the area to see how many searches were conducted in outside surrounding as well. It shows me painting contractors has been searched in the last month 1,203 times. Now, not to say, I don't want to mislead you and say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,200 phone calls for painting. That's just not realistic whatsoever. I'm sure you know as well as me.
I won't be doing any work, but except answering the phone.
I was going to say, nor would you probably want that many phone calls. It's quite a bit. But realistic expectation of that is we get you placed in front of a percentage of those, because I mean realistically, if we brought you even 1% of that, that would still lead around 10 phone calls or 12 phone calls towards your company. And what we found out is when the calls are coming directly to you by consumers that are already out there in need of a service you offer, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer that's giving you that direct phone call. So it's just very important to be an option on that front page.
If the consumer is calling me, because with my experience, you know, when I did the Google ads, I understand your service is a little bit different, but it's similar. It's online ad. When you're online advertising, actually, I get like 70% of solicitors and 30% of actual customers. So if I got 12 calls, I can expect that 5 are going to be customers. So that means that doesn't mean I'm going to get, you know. That is the
Not necessarily.
You got to get in front of a couple.
Well, not necessarily, Jerry, because we're going to be getting you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases, and we're going to focus on the services that you want to be found. So if you do, like, on your website, it shows this guy doing a balcony service, painting a balcony. So if you do balcony painting, you do, like, that would fall under exterior painting. You know, if you also type in, like, remodeling contractors, if you type in bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, if you're typing in cabinet painting even, that would be another one that we can get you found for. So, I mean, all of these services we would focus on, when those are going to be typed into the search bar, they would be pulling you up as a top recommended option.
What I'm trying to say to you is that all the telemarketers, they search online for this, and that's what they do, and they don't care that you know, when you click on that ad, that if the person has to pay for it, they just care that they want to reach someone to try to sell someone. So not everybody that goes online is a customer looking for a service. I'm not saying that all of them are telemarketers. I don't know what the percentage is, you know, but I'd gander to say at least 50-50. 50% are going to be customers and 50% are going to be solicitors.
Well, keep in mind, I mean, the service that we do offer here is supposed to get you found by consumers that are already out there in need of the service you offer. Normally, people aren't just going to be doing that for fun, going on painting services, typing that into the search bar for fun. Normally, they're in need of a service.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, so we can cut the conversation short. If you can guarantee me that I have no commitment, I'll try it for a month. And if that month gives me the results that I need, then, you know, as I told you, most of my jobs are $10,000, $20,000.
Well, let me be completely transparent with you, Jerry. It does take about 30 to 45 business days to get you placed on one spot at the front page. But we do also We run ads for you that get you found within 7 to 14 business days, and we would allow you to hand select those areas that you want to be found in. So that's why we ask for a 2-month verbal commitment. But if you do give us that 2-month verbal commitment, this is definitely going to be something that I can see becoming a long-term marketing relationship with the companies. Because we have been in business for 17 years because we're results-driven. It's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with.
Okay, but, so I'll try it for 2 months, right? But I have no commitment after 2 months, right?
So there's no commitment after 2 months. Yes, there's no commitment after 2 months. If you wanted to cancel, it's fully cancelable at any point in time. Since there's no contracts, the only thing that we ask for is the phone call 3 days or before the next oncoming bill would be due. That way we can opt you out of the services and you're not billed for the next oncoming month. So it's very simple.
Okay. Now, if it works, then I'll never cancel. And it'll always be the same price?
It's always going to be the same price. It will never go up or change on you.
$299 per month, yes?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll try it.
Okay. Well, it's definitely going to be something.
It's worth it, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm not a pessimist,
absolutely.
You know, but I've been in business for 40 years, and I've tried different things, and some work and some don't work.
No, I hear you. Well, like I said, we've been in business for 17 years because we are results-driven. It's going to be something that we make you happy with. But what I would have to do here is just on the front end to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course, very important, is I'm going to verify some information in regards to the company to make sure that we have everything accurate, okay? Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 262-417-6395, is that the best number for your clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then also, we do need to get you PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in. What would be the best, what's the best address to use for the company?
I don't use my address because I live outside of the area that I work.
Understood. But this is what's going to get you PIN verified, Jerry. If it's a home address that you use for the business, we never showcase that for the public to see. That's always going to be hidden. But what we do is we draw a circle.
Not the area that I want to work in.
Of course, we're only going to put you in the areas that you want to work in. This is just how we have to get you PIN verified. It's one of the processes that Google has to go through. So, but it will be hidden, but we are going to be doing Google ads, we're going to be doing Facebook ads for you, and that's going to be getting you found in the areas that you want to be found in. Okay, so that's what's going to get you found. How far do you service, how far do you go out to service your clients?
Well, I'm about my drive about an hour every day.
You drive about an hour every day, so it's about probably 50 miles, you would say?
Probably a little less, 40 miles, I don't know.
Okay.
Less, you know?
Well, I mean, we do what we call a client interview with you, Jerry, and that's where we go over the client, the keyword content that we're going to be getting you found for, and that's where we're going to be programming you into the areas that you want to be programmed to work in. So we're going to be going over all of that with you. So,
well, most of my work is in a specific area, and I want to stay in that area because I'm established in that area.
Of course, and we're going to keep you in that area, but the way we get you PIN verified, that way Google recognizes you as a legitimate company. They do need the home address. That way we can get you that little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located.
But this is, when the people call, this is not the area where I'm going to be at, right?
Right, correct. This is just how we PIN verify you.
Okay. So you need the address.
Yes, I'm ready when you are. And remember, that's going to be hidden. We never showcase that for the public to see.
And 1218 Hamilton Street.
Okay, give me one second here. 1218 Hamilton Street. Is Hamilton with two M's?
No, it's one M.
One M, okay. Give me one second here.
H-A-L-M-I-L-T-O-N.
Got it. Got it, okay. And that's in Milwaukee, and is that still 53217?
Not in Milwaukee. It's Racine, 53404.
How do you spell Racine, please?
R-A-C-I-N-E.
All righty, and I'm sorry, the zip code one more time?
53404.
53404. Okay, so I do have 1218 Hamilton Street. That's Racine, R-A-C-I-N-E. And that's Wisconsin, 53404.
Yes.
Okay. And then, Jerry, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Q-U-I-L-E-S.
Q-U-I-L-E-S.
They send you that letter they do when I did the Google Analytics. It's the same thing. They send you the letter in the mail to verify.
Yes, that's what it's... Yeah, that's what exactly why I was going to ask for your email address next.
It's affordable remodeler.
Affordable remodeler. Okay. Give me one second here.
You know how to spell it? You mean spell
yes,
it
I, no, I spelled it. I can spell it correctly. And then what's after a remodeler?
At Yahoo.
At Yahoo, okay. And just to make sure I have it correctly, it's R, after affordable, it's A-F-F-O-R-D-A-B-L-E, R-E-M-O-D-E-L-E-R, at yahoo.com.
You got it. You're the only one that's gotten it right.
Well, I've been doing this correct.
I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well,
that's why I asked you.
Well, that's why I wanted to clarify that with you. I wanted to make sure that I did have it correctly, and I'm glad I was able to get that correctly the first time. Okay. And also, Jerry, when it comes to your hours of operation, how do you, is it like your Friday? Is it Monday through Saturday? How do you run the company?
No, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, okay. And then when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards?
Cash, checks, credit card, PayPal, Apple Pay, whatever they want to pay.
Okay, perfect. All right. Any type, all right.
As long as legal, even accept crypto.
All right, cryptocurrency. All right, love it. Love it. All righty.
As long as legal tender, I'll take it.
Understood. All righty. Well, we can put all this. We can make sure that people are going to be know that you accept all types of different payments. Okay. And then also, Jerry, when it comes to social media, do you have like any like a Facebook, Instagram that's built?
That's where I fail, you know, because I'm kind of like a private person, and I don't like social media because I don't like my personal business on the street, you know.
Mm.
And that I know I fail in the business sense. That's where I fail, but not really.
Okay, well, that might be something that we can help you with. You know, that might not be a problem.
I have an Instagram page for the business, but I never use it. And the Facebook, I closed it because it's just too much junk, you know. People find you, they start asking me questions, they want a friend, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I don't like that, no?
Understood, understood.
You put something out there, it's out there. You can't take it back.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear you. Okay.
No, I know. You know, you feel.
Well, there's also a way where they would.
Later, you feel differently, right?
Yes. There's also a way that you can have one built where they would need like a little code to get into the Facebook. Like that would only be required. Obviously, you give your family and friends the password to get in there, but that's something that you can do if you choose to. Okay.
No. I want something to see. The Facebook makes you have a personal. They want you to have a personal account. If I can just have a business account, I'm okay with the business account. No,
that's what I said.
Well,
that might be something that we can help you with. Like I said, when we go over the client interview with you, we'll go over all the options with you for the Facebook. Okay, and if you don't want it, then we don't have to do it for you. And then also and then if we would need to get a hold of you, Jerry, in regards to the account that you would have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Would you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email? Or would any of the above kind of work?
They all work. Just, I mean, if you could text me, if you could ask me a question or something, it'd be easier.
Of course. And then so you have it for your records, though. What I'm doing for you right now is sending you an email. The email is going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. And I literally just sent that email off to you right now. So that should be falling into your inbox here momentarily if you haven't already received it. But you'll notice when you open the email, it's going to be client support's number with their extension. And then at the very bottom of the email, it's my phone number with my extension. That way, each and every time you try to call in, you can reach a live agent. That way, if you have anything you need addressed in regards to the account you have with us, you can reach a live agent to get that address for you. Okay?
Okay. You're Tyler?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Okay.
All righty. And then you are going to be getting, after the, you do get an invoice sent over via transaction, but the last thing that we would need to do, Jerry, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and start the programming, that would be securing the payment at the $299. In order to secure the $299 rate, what's going to work best for your business? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the company?
They got a business credit card.
Okay, so if it's a business credit card, does it read with your name on it and the business name?
Yeah.
Okay, and normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
One second, hold on.
Yes, sir.
I got to go get it.
I'm sorry?
Process the $299 today, right, for the first month? So
correct.
Every month, when do I get charged? And on this day?
The 9th of each oncoming month, yes, sir.
Okay, and the charge is going to appear as what?
$299.
So I don't know what it is.
It's
$299. No, under the name of the business, how it's going to appear, you know, when the charge comes on.
Oh, it's going to be from local. Yeah, it's going to be from Local Splash, the company name.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 4246.
Okay.
3152.
All right.
7584. 7406.
7584, and what's the last four?
7406.
7406. Yeah, let me repeat that back to you just so I make sure I have it correct. So I have a Visa starting with a 4246, 3152, 7584, 7406.
Yeah, expires at 9/23.
9/23, and the little code that's on the back?
The 457.
457. And is that car connected to the 1218 Hamilton Street Drive address?
Yeah, the same zip code, yep.
Okay, gotcha. And that's 53404.
Right.
Okay. All right. Now, Jerry, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what does that mean is the card is going to be coded out and only shows the last four digits. But what I'm doing right now is putting the finishing touches on the package that you qualify for. And I'm also going to be going over a voice verification. And it reads as follows. It's about 90 seconds long. But it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Affordable Painting and Remodeling.
Thank you very much, and please state your name and title within the business.
Jerry Keyless, I'm the owner.
Thank you very much, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
I am.
All righty, thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
To respond to them, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And also, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Whatever's needed for it to succeed, yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. Okay, that is September 9th, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $299. when the second month term is completed because of the 2 month agreement. The agreement would renew the following month on the same day of the 9th, of course, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $299. That rate will never go up on you. But you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for the next month of service. We just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. Uh-huh.
All right. So that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now, Jerry, is they are going to be running the 299. Okay. And when that does, when I get the confirmation back from them, they're going to be, you're going to be getting that confirmation email. So give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Alrighty, so they just got back to me. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through. What we're going to do, Jerry, is drive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm very excited for you. It's going to be a profitable service for you. Now, also, I do need to set you up for what we call the client interview. Okay, now, give me 1 second here. I'm just opening up their calendar to find out what day I have available for you.
Well, are you going to handle my account? So I'm going to be speaking with you most of the time.
So with me, I'm the lead on the account. That's why I give you my phone number. But I also give you client support's phone number. So client support is going to be the ones that are going to be able to that you're going to be speaking with. It's not somebody's a different person each and every time that you speak with. It's going to be the same group of people. There's 5 people that's dedicated to your account, and you'll be speaking to one of those people each and every time. Okay. Now also, but I'm looking at their calendar right now. Unfortunately, we do close in the next 10 minutes, so I'm not going to be able to get you in today. So I'm going to have to push this out until Friday, until Monday, on the 12th. But I do have all day. I do have all day open on Monday. What time works best for you on Monday?
Monday. Let's see, 9, 10,
how about any 11 o'clock in the morning?
11, okay, and right now, is it 4:49 right now?
No, and here it's 5:49.
It's 5:49, okay, so let me see here. Yeah, absolutely. So if it's 5:49 over there Central Time, that would be if you want to do it at 11, I can do that. That would be 9 o'clock our time.
Nine o'clock. Are you in Pacific Time?
Yeah, we're over here in we're over here by Google's headquarters in California.
Okay.
Mhm. Okay.
Nice.
So,
huh?
I mean, it's been a bit hot, just like it has been everywhere. But overall, it is a nice place to live. But it has the cons and the pros, of course, like every place.
Can I ask you a quick question? So
of course.
I'm originally from Florida, and I came over here. I've been over here for 10 years, but I'm thinking about going back to Florida because here you have the cold and, you know, I'm killing myself all summer, and then it slows down 2 or 3 months, you know, because of the winter. When I was in Florida, the work is more steady. If I decide to go back, is it a big problem to change everything again into the area that I moved to?
No, not at all. We can make those changes for you immediately. You just got to let us know that you want them implemented, and we can make those changes. We can implement them for you immediately. So it's not hard at all.
Okay, cool.
Okay. And then also, I did send you over the calendar invite right now to let you know that the client interview is going to be taking place on Monday the 12th at 11 o'clock. Can you go ahead and pull up your emails while I have you on the line, Jerry?
Yeah. I got a bunch of emails.
Yeah, there's going to be a couple of them that come over to you. Now, do you have one that says Local Splash initial invoice?
Yeah, I got
Well, I got the, I'm looking at the invitation here. Let me see. Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Well, yeah, that one. So Local Splash Initial Invoice. Go ahead and pull that one up for me, please.
Okay.
And then you'll see about the fifth line. Let me know when you have it opened up. About the fifth line down, it will say, from the top, it will say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay. I'm just going to accept it, okay? I'm going to read it all.
Okay. Okay.
I trust you.
Yeah, everything's legitimate. I'm just going to be providing you with your username for your client dashboard.
Okay. There you go. Okay. So now I have to do a username?
Okay, so the username is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on right now, the 262 area code starting, and then the 417-6395. But the password that's going to be created for you and given to you at the time of the interview on Monday the 12th. Once you disconnect with them after the client interview is over, you can customize them both to whatever you want them to be, if you choose to do so. Okay.
Do you have an app I can load down or no?
Yes, so there's going to be an app that you can download as well. Okay, that's going to be available for you after the client interview, and they're going to be going over all of that with you. Okay, on when it's going to be available, because we have to conduct the client interview and get all the relevant information from you. That way we're representing you properly, of course.
I understand.
Okay.
No,
but that's
so
the only
Monday
requirement.
At 11 my time, right?
I'm sorry?
Monday at 11 my time, right?
Yes, Monday at 11 your time. That's when the client interview is going to be taking place. And if it does take a little bit, if it's like a little bit over the hour, that's because the client interview that was taking place before, it went over the hour mark that it was supposed to go. Okay, so just be aware that it's going to be coming to you tomorrow around 11 o'clock. On Monday at 11 o'clock on the 12th, and then we'll go ahead and get the rest of this ball rolling for you. But before we disconnect, Jerry, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you?
No, I'm good. I understand everything. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate it. Well, go ahead.
No, I say I look forward that we can work together long term. So
absolutely. Absolutely. We look forward to helping your business grow as well, Jerry, and we appreciate the business. So just wait for that call on Monday, and we'll get the rest of this rolling for you. All righty?
Okay. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks. Likewise. You do as well. Bye-bye now.